Mike Pompeo, Harris's Explanation for Disastrous Afghanistan Withdrawal. By Nick Gilbertson on August 26, 2024. Former Trump administration Secretary of State Mike Pompeo demanded an explanation from Vice President Kamala Harris for the catastrophic failure that resulted in the killing of 13 U.S. service members 3 years ago Monday during the Biden-Harris administration's disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan. Pompeo took to X on the third anniversary of the Abbey Gate bombing at the Kabul International Airport in Afghanistan to demand answers from Harris, the last person in the room during the withdrawal decision process. 3 years ago today, 13 American soldiers lost their lives at Abbey Gate amidst the Biden-Harris administration's disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan. Susan and I are praying for their families and loved ones today, Pompeo wrote. He called the tragedy the signal moment of this administration's legacy of weakness and failure. No politician who was involved in that embarrassment is fit to lead our country. Yet Kamala Harris claims she was the last person in the room during the withdrawal decision process, Pompeo noted before demanding answers from Harris. She owes America an explanation for her administration's catastrophic failure that cost the lives of 13 amazing warriors, he said. The post came as former President Donald Trump participated in a wreath-laying ceremony at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier at Arlington National Cemetery in Northern Virginia to honor the 13 fallen service members. Harris and President Joe Biden were noticeably absent from the ceremony. Related, Donald Trump visits Arlington National Cemetery on anniversary of Afghanistan airport attack. The fallen service members include 11 Marines, 1 Navy corpsman, and 1 Army soldier. Marine Corps Staff Sergeant Darren T. Hoover, 31, of Salt Lake City, Utah. Marine Corps Sergeant Joanny Rosario Pichardo, 25, of Lawrence, Massachusetts. Marine Corps Sergeant Nicole L. G., 23, of Sacramento, California. Marine Corps Corporal Hunter Lopez, 22, of Indio, California. Marine Corps Corporal Dagan W. Page, 23, of Omaha, Nebraska. Marine Corps Corporal Humberto A. Sanchez, 22, of Logansport, Indiana. Marine Corps Lance Corporal David L. Espinoza, 20, of Rio Bravo, Texas. Marine Corps Lance Corporal Jared M. Schmitz, 20, of St. Charles, Missouri. Marine Corps Lance Corporal Riley J. McCollum, 20, of Jackson, Wyoming. Marine Corps Lance Corporal Dylan R. Marola, 20, of Rancho Cucamonga, California. Marine Corps Lance Corporal Kareem M. Nikui, 20, of Norco, California. Navy Hospitalman Maxton W. Soviak, 22, of Berlin Heights, Ohio. Army Staff Sergeant Ryan C. Nows, 23, of Corryton, Tennessee. In a video on Monday, Trump said, "The incompetence and weakness on display from the Biden-Harris administration was an insult to every soldier, sailor, airman, and Marine who ever served in our U.S. military. As we mark this horrible occasion, we mourn with the families of the great American heroes who lost their lives 3 years ago. And we vow to never forget the supreme sacrifice they made for our country," he added.